SpongeBob woke up that morning as optimistic as he normally is. That day, SpongeBob was going to attempt his driving test. Again. The test itself didn't take long. In fact, SpongeBob couldn't even make it out of his parking space. Each time he crashed, Mrs. Puff would inflate. She kept inflating until the boat became airborne, and not long after they crashed into a building. This accident left SpongeBob unharmed, as we see in the next scene. But Mrs. Puff had popped. The doctor explained how in the accident, Mrs. Puff inflated so much that she popped and could never puff again. This was all SpongeBob's fault, and she knew it. Naturally, she didn't want to see SpongeBob, but unfortunately, SpongeBob visited her regardless. He tried to make her feel better by taking her out on a stroll. While they were strolling, they spotted a group of guys being rushed inside the hospital. The doctor told SpongeBob and Mrs. Puff that those two guys had been in an accident while participating in a demolition derby. Hearing how they almost died gave Mrs. Puff an idea. She laughed at the idea of not having to deal with SpongeBob again, so she signed him up for the derby. But SpongeBob wasn't exactly sure what he was getting into. The show started shortly after. All the drivers were introduced one by one, SpongeBob being the last to be introduced. Mrs. Puff really set him up though, because not only did she give him the smallest boat there was, but she somehow convinced him to wear a sock over his head. Mrs. Puff couldn't help but smile at what she did. After years of torment, it was all finally going to be over. But somehow, SpongeBob wasn't losing. He did receive a few hits, but they all worked to his favor. Mrs. Puff got angrier with each failed attempt to kill SpongeBob, and she even started crying at one point. She yelled at SpongeBob to die, but he misheard her. Eventually, he took out all the cars in the derby without even having a scratch on him. But this wasn't the ending Mrs. Puff anticipated, so she decided to go out there and kill him herself. So she went onto the derby with a huge boat and sped towards SpongeBob, even hitting a few civilians doing so. She was so focused on SpongeBob that she didn't notice they'd made it onto her driving course, and they both ended up crashing into her boating school. The crash gave Mrs. Puff her puff back, and then the episode ended. This episode doesn't try very well to hide the fact that Mrs. Puff was trying to kill SpongeBob. In fact, they tell us directly that this was her plan. Her attempt at killing SpongeBob was definitely the darkest part of the episode, but it wasn't the only dark thing about it. We saw how crazy Mrs. Puff became, and it was her insanity that led to her not only losing her boating school, but even causing some civilian casualties. The final episode for this video starts off with SpongeBob.